You're listening to the Blues Room Podcast with Alabama blues man Rick Patton, self-appointed goodwill ambassador of the blues music and live stream community builder, broadcasting from the beautiful Tennessee Valley in Alabama. This podcast is the place where blues music loving people meet up, network, and support great blues music. Without further ado, here is your host, Brother Rick Patton.
TV Guide. Yeah, TV Guide. They had this thing in the middle of it where you could get a record every month. But, you know, you start off with a penny and you get so many and all that. But it was cool. The thought that you could do that today is different from the old days. Yeah, we had a record collection. Most of my friends had a record collection. A lot of LPs, vinyl, you know, LPs and 45s. And you had to put the spindle in the middle and drop it. You know, everybody had a stack of records. Everybody had records and album. When I grew up in the 70s, early 80s, everybody had an album collection. That's how you collected and played your music, is on 45s and albums and 8-track, popping them in the car. You might have 5 or 6 of them in the car on the seat and in the glove compartment. Dashed away. I can remember cassette tapes, you know, having an album where you could flip through it and look at all your cassettes. This is before the CD. Yeah, before the CD. BC. Yeah, this is back in BC, before CD. Man, those were great times. It seems like I had a deeper, seemed like a closer connection with the music. I don't know why, other than the fact that I could touch it. You know, you could hold a record in your hand. That's a little different than an MP3 or a WAV file. Yeah, the Record of the Month Club, the ability to offer a record and distribute it all around the world without going to the printing press. Yeah, we played music back then, but in order to make music of our own, hell, all we could do is somebody had a tape recorder, and you could make a cassette tape, 4-track, maybe if somebody had a 4-track, hell, or you might put it on a reel-to-reel or something before CD. And then let's suppose we made some records. Hell, making cassette tapes, if you sit around and make enough copies and handing them out to your friends and things. Yeah, this is before the CD. People, that hadn't been that long. It hadn't been that long. I was just sitting there thinking about it, talking about it, and I wanted to share the idea with you because I had the idea for the tape Song of the Month Club to offer to my patrons and my super fans gaining off the Periscope and the live stream to distribute music each month. As if you could make one master copy and then everyone could just go to that master copy and print an unlimited number of copies. How far these things have come. Some things have changed a lot, but some things probably would be better off being the same. And one thing is the other part of the idea, that you want to put out your best work on CD or on record, wouldn't you? I mean, if you were putting out a record, wouldn't you want it to be a good one? Yeah, if something's got your name on it, you want it to represent you, your legacy, you know, you. It's a record, R-E-C-O-R-D, like Moses writing on the rock and Peter and all them writing on the wall and all that. It's a record that can be there. It could go on for years and years and years. In fact, that record could pay you for the next 40 years. That record that you spit out of your mouth, your intellectual property. Wouldn't you want it to be a good one? Wouldn't it be nice if the record has some longevity and a legacy? Why do anything less than that? Should you even think about it, or should you just spit out some shit and put it out there because you can? That's a lot of that going on now, you know. Well, we don't have to think about it, but I am. I'm just sharing the thoughts with you. A few days back, I mentioned that I was interested in releasing a new song each month on Periscope one night, and I just remember the comments. It was so encouraging. You can do it. Man, we'd love it. Man, we can't hardly wait. It was so encouraging. And I was sitting there trembling on the inside because of what we're talking about now. Thinking about where we came from and thinking about where we are now and thinking about where we're headed. Tools. It's a tool. The internet and all this Patreon and downloading. It's a tool I suppose we can use, and I'm just embracing it. It's not a bad thing. I'm just letting you hear the turbulence that's going on in me and the idea of distributing a record, wanting it to be your best, wanting it to have a legacy. Why wouldn't you? And then, of course, let's talk about making the record, you know, compared to the records we just finished talking about, the ones that was on vinyl and the ones in the record company made them. That's the difference. The record company made those records. We're talking about you making one. Yeah, you and me sitting at the house or in your basement or, you know, in, at the schoolhouse or something and making a record, R-E-C-O-R-D. Isn't that something? We're talking about you making a record. Compare that to the other record, the old record. Hell, you couldn't even make it, let alone you determine what goes on it. You know, that'll be some record company decision. At our level, let's say the producer. Yeah, you'd have one. You'd have a producer, somebody to make that record. Producer had responsibilities back then because he had money behind him and he had to satisfy other people, the record company, who told him, make a good record now. Because we want you to make a good record because they want to sell this thing. So you had, producers had responsibilities back then to deliver good product. And it wasn't easy to put it out. When you say out, what does out mean? O-U-T. You mean massive distribution? How wide is out? Is that two states? Shit, that's out. Five states? A region? That's out. Imagine you having your record in a region. Wouldn't it be out there? Man, now you're talking about the possibility of distributing it around the world. Assuming you can let them know that it was there. You know, they got to know that the record's there. That's all. It's there now. But they might not know it. And they might discover it. But the key, of course, is for you to help them do that. Selling records and making records, they're two different categories of business and thought. I'm just talking to you about my record, this record of the month, and letting you know. Let's say I'm willing to do that. I'm just letting you know what's going on, the thought process and the work that goes into getting that done. With that in mind, I'm going to encourage you, if you'd like to hear me as I go down this blues highway, you want to hear me experiment with this idea, then subscribe to my Song of the Month Club. You can subscribe for just $1 a month. Let's just see what happens. You can stop anytime you want to. Isn't that amazing? Okay, now that that is said, I feel better. I'm going back to work. I'll see you later on tonight at 9. Thanks so much for listening to the Blues Room Podcast. For more great blues content, visit www.alabamabluesman.com on Facebook/Alabama Bluesman or catch Rick Patton live stream Blues 7 nights a week on Periscope TV and on Twitter in the links below. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please give a comment. Do it now, or review or subscribe. Catch you the next time on the Blues Room Podcast.